Hey everybody, welcome to Hard Reboot. I'm Jake.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Alan.
And this month's asterisk, this
hey,
time,
my bad.
It happens. We've all been there. Sometimes you're going through it and you can't get a podcast out. It happens.
So you're getting two this month.
Exactly. Bonus, you get two this month, and in 2 weeks, you get another one. So
woo.
This is really
you
for your
so
benefit.
Lucky.
This is giving you a taste of what can happen if you go to the Patreon, patreon.com/hardreboot, and everybody gives us some money, and then we get up to two a month. So this time, we're doing Rapunzel, or as I spelled in the group chat earlier, Rapimzel, because sometimes typing is hard.
And I like it more. Rapimzel is very good.
Rapimzel sounds like the low rule version of Rapunzel. Like if she went to an alternate dimension, she would meet her evil duplicate, Rapimzel.
She would have a mustache. Her long hair would be black.
Her long hair would be short. And that's the only difference.
And she would have a giant long mustache.
No, I don't think so.
Goatee.
She would.
Don't mind that though. That would be hilarious. The fun part about this whole conversation.
Goatee.
Still no. Still no.
Super duper duper long.
No, because the whole point is that she does not have any long hair, and that's why she's evil.
The fun part about this whole conversation is all Alan and I know is that it's Rapunzel, and it's a video game. This could all be 100% canon, depending on where things go.
All Jake knows is that it's Rapunzel and it's a video game.
Oh, boy.
So, do we have any research that we want to say? This is a Hayden Christian Andersen.
Hans Christian
I tried
Andersen.
Through the joke. I'm pretty sure it's Hayden Christian Andersen, and he was bad in Star Wars. And
I mean, can you blame him? He got sand everywhere.
It's coarse.
It's coarse and rough and irritating.
Has he been in anything else since Star Wars?
He was
Looper?
In Jumper.
Jumper.
He was not in Looper. I was like, I can name the whole cast of Looper, and he was not in it. I have Doomsday, the movie, pulled up because I want to watch it again very badly. That's not anything.
It was first published in 1812 as part of Children's and Household Tales by the Brothers Grimm.
Oh, it's a Brothers Grimm joint.
Yep. It's not a Hayden Panettiere joint.
Oh, we're...
She pretty, though.
She very pretty.
Yeah.
She could play the cheerleader, save the world.
She could do a good Rapunzel. If this is a movie, maybe. I mean, she's like, I think she's 30. She's around my age. So,
however, apparently the earliest version of the tale was Petrosinella by Glambasta Basile in 1634.
It's just beautiful.
Just a pleasing phrase to say.
Oh, it's Giambast.
Yeah, I was going to correct you on that.
Giambattista?
Okay, what? So Gothel.
The Beast?
Big Dave? Big Dave took Rapunzel, made Rapunzel?
Giambattista
Basile.
Beat Triple H, ever.
Not true. He lost to him exactly one time, and it was the last WrestleMania. Other than that, Triple H never beat him.
Okay.
And I still think... Batista should have won anyway, and then retired. And the one person that Triple H couldn't beat is Big Dave.
Although it also appears that part of the reason why the sun imagery is so prevalent in a lot of the tellings is that it is there's a connection to pre-Christian European sun or dawn goddess myths, in which the light deity is trapped and rescued.
Okay, that's all right.
So Rapunzel,
something.
A sun goddess. I can dig it.
She is a sun goddess, or is she just like...
Extremely similar myths include that of Baltic solar goddess Sole, who is held captive in a tower by the king. So the sun god is held in the tower and then rescued.
Okay, so I'm also looking at the Wikipedia entry for it. And I'm just looking up the basic plot, just so I don't accidentally do the plot of Tangled.
Which, Tangled was actually kind of close.
Tangled, apparently, I'm looking at it because I didn't know Gothel at all. I just knew, like, Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair, right? That's all I knew.
Well, and one other thing that I really like is for anyone who has ever seen Into the Woods, whether the stage play or the movie, please watch the stage play. It's much better.
Anna Kendrick's in the movie, though. Don't have that in the stage play.
She would kill in the stage version, though.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying she would. But
she was wasted in the movie. But anyways, so the impetus for this is kind of the impetus for Into the Woods, where Dane Gothel, so there's a husband and wife that want Rampion. It's not Rampion, I don't think.
I'm looking at the word right now. It's Rampion.
No, it's
okay,
Rampion.
Just kidding.
Rappy?
I'm actually,
I grew up in a trailer park. I don't know how to pronounce
this
anything.
Is from memory. So Ramps and his wife really wanted greens. She was very hungry for greens, and he got those. And then the witch said, "Cool, you stole my greens. I'm going to kill you now." And they were like, "No, please don't kill us." And she was like, "Cool, give me your firstborn child in exchange for the greens that you stole from me." And that firstborn child was Rapunzel and was given to Gothel, and Gothel took her to the tower.
And then a prince came and was like, "Let me get you out of there."
Well, he sang at her first.
Yes, he sang at her. They sang to each other. Let down your hair. Apparently there's a fourth line. It's so that I may climb thy golden stair. Weird thing to call hair, but okay. Then it seems like pretty normal fairy tale fare from there. So we know the basics, right? We know Rapunzel have long hair, gets stolen, locked in tower, lets hair down, hair very strong, boy climb up, get her out somehow. That's unclear. Maybe there's a pulley system. I don't know. So here's
go with the Disney version of that one, where she somehow rappels down it and then pulls it down after her.
Yeah, it's just a loop, and yeah, it's fine.
Well, I mean, she never leaves the tower though.
Not, I mean, in this one she's gonna, because that would be a boring video. Well, I guess you could probably make that video game, but that's not the video game we're gonna make.
Well, the part of what I was thinking was that in the original story, when Gothel finds out about the prince, she cuts off all of her hair and then casts her into the wilderness, and is just like, "Fend for yourself, bitch," you know, whatever, go. So that could also be part of it.
Maybe, because okay, so here's
her time in the wilderness.
Here's the video game I'm thinking. Type the video game type: a top down action RPG, a Link to the Past style.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Because we've done a side scrolling adventure, we've done two different third person action games.
Well, one
first person puzzle.
Yeah.
Well, no, because we did Sinbad and Moon Girl. Both were third
right. I'm just really currently super obsessed with my head with the Lupin the Third one, because I want that to be real.
It wasn't Lupin the Third. That is a copywritten. That's a thing. It's Arsene Lupin, the Gentleman Thief.
Yes, but I did that mainly just to let Alan get that out of his system.
Yeah, I'm glad, because if we don't, he blows up like Violet Blueberry from the.
Every couple months, you got to let him sing the song, and then it's okay.
It's just like if you say Sephiroth around him, he does the same thing.
Sephiroth!
Wow, I didn't know I was doing the show with a bunch of big fucking nerds.
All right, Mr. My Hero Academia.
We've been training.
My Hero Academia is not for nerds. It's very cool. Thank you very much.
Hey, how's Naruto treating you?
It's actually
how's
very
One
good.
Piece?
Naruto's really, really good. I don't know, like, I don't know if y'all have read Naruto. It's really good.
So, anyways, top down Link to the Past style adventure.
Yeah, like a. I don't want to call it an RPG because like there's not going to be any. Like,
it's an action game.
It's an action game. Yeah, it's a adventure.
Kind of exploration-y?
Yeah. So maybe the leveling system is her hair gets longer. Is that anything?
Ooh, okay. I like that.
That's interesting. Yeah.
And that's like how she can cross longer gaps and things.
Yeah. That's how you get to like certain places. Like your hair needs to be long enough to like get across. Your attacks get stronger because she would attack.
Okay. I have
with her hair after a while. But like, I feel like her hair should be at least whip length. Right. Like, so she can use that as her main weapon. But maybe it's got like a real short reach at first.
Ooh, and then as you level up, she could like braid it into a mace.
Yeah.
Like braid a ball into the end of it and whack.
Well, I mean, if she's got a lot of hair, she could like pull different pleats of it down and make it different weapons and just have them.
That's your weapon system. It's just like how you doing your hair today.
Yeah, that's all very good, and I love it. This is an idea for kind of the inciting story. So Mother Gothel finds out about this prince that's all like, yo, baby, let's get married, get you out of this tower. And she's like, all right, so psych, the prince is now in the tower. You're out in the wilderness. So Rapunzel going to go rescue the prince in distress.
I'm thinking geographically, because a big part of like the Link to the Past style games is the map, right?
Yeah.
Is that like you can see the whole map, so you know where things are, and like you get like, ooh, what's this? Like, let me go there. So like geographically, if she's cast into the wilderness, she's still going to be close to the tower, right? So maybe instead of the prince being captured into the tower, unless that joke we made about Low Rule is real and there is a second world underneath and the tower goes to hell.
Oh, I'm fine with that. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not mad about that.
And so now she has to figure out a way to get to this alternate hair-based universe. I don't know why I said hair-based.
Yeah, because that just made me feel real bad.
Just think about
everywhere.
That. Just think if your door was made of hair instead of a door.
No.
If you slept on a big old bag of hair instead of a bed.
Look, I'm hairy enough as it is.
Same.
Oh,
imagine you keep it all, though.
No.
And make your house out of it.
Jacob Mason.
It's very strong. Well, mine is anyway.
Mine too.
I hate this.
It's only because you have short hair, Matt, which I do now, but I'll get back some. Like, much like Rapunzel in this video game, I'll get it back.
So hair hell. And I kind of like that. Like the initial courting of the prince could be like the tutorial levels.
I feel like the opening cutscene is Rapunzel, let down the hair, and then Gothel kicks the door in and is like, fuck that noise, and like as they are like trying to escape, and so she escapes, and the prince is like, you go, and sacrifices himself to like hold it off. I don't want to, we know the story of Rapunzel, I don't want to take too long there, because then we're just doing a Tangled tie-in game.
Yeah.
You know?
Fair.
Though the opening song of Tangled is
dope.
Top five best Disney songs, and also maybe number one best I Want song.
It is a very good I Want song. But anyways, so in order for her to rescue her prince, what items is she collecting?
It's probably just like some good spirits that are like, hey, we can help you get down to where that tower is.
So we're going with the inverted tower. We're going with where the tower, Gothel's like, I do a magic, and then whoop, and then it's on the other side, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, what if, kind of borrowing a little bit from Tangled, but the tower's on a lake, and so when she escapes and she turns back to look, the tower's gone, but it's still reflected in the lake.
Ooh, I like that.
That's real good.
Okay, so now... What else? Okay, hold on. There's a whole thing about a light spirit, right? You said
the story is similar to a light goddess. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And
that's why, like, her tears can have healing properties and things like that. She is some type of divinity, or is representative of some type of divinity.
I'm just looking at the Rapunzel, the lettuce. And it doesn't look cool. There is a flower called Rampion, or whatever, however the fuck you pronounced it, that is pretty instead. And maybe that's got something to do with it.
I like that.
Yeah.
They're very pretty. And it's completely edible. Like, the leaves can be used for salads, and the roots can be used like parsnips.
So what if we do a thing where, okay, let's play on The Legend of Zelda here a little bit. Let's say that there's this land around the tower. And Mother Gothel was kind of the evil ruler of all these witches that live in the land. So when she's gone, all the witches are like, hey, Rapunzel, you want to get your boo back? Fuck Lady Gothel. Here's some of our power to help you.
Okay, because that I like that instead of it being like, now the witches are vying for who's number one, and you got to just stop them all. Though maybe video game wise, that's a better call.
What if that's Act Two? So you know that, like, Legend of Zelda, you collect the three items first, and then you go back and collect, like, six.
Yeah, it's how every Zelda goes, asterisk.
So what if...
That's how two Zeldas go, minimum.
Act One is her going to the prince's kingdom to tell them, hey, your prince has been captured, he's still alive, I'm going to go save him. And they're like, cool, in order for you to do that... collect these three items that are going to give you stuff.
I don't think...
And then moves into the witch stuff.
I don't know why... I feel like you, like, narratively... Rapunzel will be wasting a lot of time going to another kingdom to tell them, hey, the prince is gone. I'm going to go back now and then get him.
I think maybe a better way is that the kingdom is on the map. Like, the castle that the prince has... is there on the map, but it's surrounded by some sort of force field, so the first three items break the force field. Then they're like, oh, you have to go beat the seven witches, and that'll open up the way to the tower.
Okay. So, okay, I don't know what the kingdom is called, because it was Corona in Tangled. Yeah,
we probably can't use that.
And I feel like that's probably...
I believe it was called Holland.
That sounds fake to me, so I don't know.
Wow.
Pretty sure it was Corona.
We can call it whatever we want and decide it later.
Anyway,
the kingdom.
In Rapunzel
Solaria.
Land, what'd you say?
Solaria?
Yeah, sure.
It's not bad, yeah.
Yeah. That's where Rapunzel is the princess of, right? Technically, that's also in the...
Rapunzel's not a princess in the original story. She was the daughter of, basically common folk.
Okay, so then we don't need to go to another kingdom because the Prince of Solaria
is
kingdom. Okay, so we
why the castle would be on the map, just like,
and like
magic
maybe
off.
Maybe before the prince was captured, he threw a personal effect out the window, and so Rapunzel can take that as proof that, you know, he's still alive or whatever. I've got this token.
I still feel like going to tell his parents is, number one, a bad idea, and number two, a waste of time, because, like, that could be time that you're trying to save him, you know?
Well, what if it's, like, something like she doesn't know how to get to this, to the low rule, right? Like,
right.
She doesn't know about any of these other witches, so there it's
to
there
Lunaria.
As the information point.
Yeah, maybe that's when she, like, when all of this happens, she's like, well, what the fuck do I do? Who's going to know? Oh, wait, if I go to the castle, have a library, and they may have people that know what happened.
And if she's tied to some, like, solar goddess through magic somehow, then they'll probably just be like, yeah, sure, go. You're powered in magic, and go do the thing. Also,
maybe,
because
okay,
video games.
Yeah. Maybe in the lore of Rapunzel : the Dark World or whatever. I think the other world should be called Lunaria.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah.
Lunaria. It's cheap and easy.
Yep, it's right
it's
there.
It's the spam of ideas. So maybe there's okay. Maybe it's like when she. When Gothel does, like, the tower inversion, there's, like, a throwaway line about, like, royal blood, I can do blah, blah, blah now. And so then that's what does it. So that's what sparks her to be like, now I need to go to the kingdom to tell them. Because if there's, like, a thing about it, then, like, there's a reason to go there and not just be like, all right, fuck, I need to, like, right now I need to do what I can.
I mean, you
also,
can make
my
it
hair
just a-
short.
You can make it just a basic Ganon power grab, right? Like, she's just like, oh, royal prince. I'm going to take him to hell until I can seduce him and then marry him and then take over.
Right. I'm going to go brainwash him in the upside down.
Yeah. I'm going to make him evil Endymion, and then Sailor Moon has to come and rescue
him. Yeah, make him a Hot Pocket.
Yep. So the other thing that I think is really prevalent in the fairy tale that we could play with is she sings. And that's how, like, the prince finds her, is she's up in her tower singing a song. What if her singing is how she uses her magic? Or does that reek too close to what they did in Tangled?
I mean, Tangled took that probably a little bit from
the original.
The original. I think the other problem is that,
singing magic is hard to do in a game.
Yeah, it's a little hard because, like, in Greece, which if anyone hasn't played, you should. The last ability you get is singing. It's a song comes out of you, and that can, like, activate things and do stuff. But that's one button, and it's one song. If it was different things, then now we're introducing a menu. And, like, a new menu in addition to, like, your hair weapon and your items menu.
Now, unless we want to change this and make this a rhythm game.
I don't.
Crypt of the Necrodancer Rapunzel Edition?
No, I can't do rhythm games. I don't want... I want to be able to play this Rapunzel game.
I like this. I like what we got so far. So,
ooh.
Yes,
Alan. Ooh.
Go on.
What if she braids runes into her hair? So you have, like, a weapon slot.
Yes.
And a magic slot.
Yes.
And she braids the rune of magic into her hair, which she can then use whenever she wants.
That would be a very cool visual touch, like in a menu.
I don't know if there's a lot of braid options.
I don't know if this is what Alan meant, but if it's a runestone that's got holes on the top and bottom and you actually literally braid it into
it into the hair.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, I'm going to put my hair in a rune pattern.
Okay, that's what I thought he meant too, and then I was just like, no, that's the beer talking and that's bad.
I'm also most of the way through my beer.
Yeah, I was definitely thinking, like,
a runestone,
braiding in runestones. It's also a nice way that we could do, like, swapping out ability upgrades, is that she could braid different things into her hair.
I like this because that gives us kind of a natural style for the menu screen, is that you're just looking at the back of her head. Basically, and, like, all
and,
the
and it's
hair
just,
spread out.
It's just like here's the flower that lets you jump twice, you jump,
and then whenever you remove it, like a brush or a comb comes down.
That's very good, though.
That is very good. I would rather it be, like, progressive, where you don't swap things out. You, like,
just add things
keep
on,
adding stuff. So, like, you get
so
a bell
you're thinking
and flowers,
more like. You're thinking more like permanent upgrades like the Zora Flipper versus, like, temporary upgrades like the Iron Boots that
you
take on and off.
Yeah, it's not something you would switch out. It'd be more like for Link to the Past, it's like, now I have the power mitt, and now I have the red tunic that lets me half damage, and now I have the Zora Flipper so I can swim. It would be that, but, like, things in her hair...
I like that a lot. Yeah.
And we would definitely have to get someone very good to make that work, because it could get messy and busy real quick. And you wouldn't really see it on the little pixel walking around anyway. But
yeah, it's just the menu screen. But
yeah,
I also think we do need to kind of keep it Legend of Zelda like in another way, in that there's just not that much stuff that you get.
Like, So on the Super Nintendo controller, right?
Yeah.
There's only so many buttons. There are
four face buttons and the two shoulder buttons.
Yeah, there's the most amount of buttons that there's ever been, except for the Genesis, which had six face buttons. That's too fucking much. And I don't know if they had bumpers. So maybe now we got bumpers and triggers, so there's options how to switch things out. So maybe there is a magic system that you can switch things out through there,
but
then
I feel
you also
like
have an item.
I feel like that's also, though, not like, like the magic system is, oh, you know how to do fire or healing or something, and those are just always slotted in your hair. Like, those runes are just always braided in, and right, you just switch between them on the D-pad or something.
Yeah, it's just you pick which one. I also, I think I want most of her, like, I don't want specifically, like, you know, like, items. Like, she doesn't need a hookshot. She's got hair. You know, she doesn't need a Pegasus boot.
She doesn't really need a, she doesn't need a bow because she could make a sling out of her hair.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like I think we should keep it mostly hair-based.
It's also like your hair length grows, so you can do more things. Like, you can hook, you can whip further, and then you can hook shot, and then, like, different things like that. But also, it's like, you figure out how to do it.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So at the start of the game, you're not going to be able to, like, you'll be able to whip, but that's it. You can't nay-nay yet.
I was about to say, could you nay-nay, though?
No.
I'm so disappointed in both of you. Just constantly.
So what powers what this show.
Do. Oh, that is the engine that drives this show forward. Off a cliff. So
on the back of a horse wearing a space helmet.
Wearing a space helmet.
God,
I'm very excited to get back to the ongoings. God, I've been thinking about the Greek Cinematic Universe literally all year.
Yeah, I'm there with you.
I keep sending Jake Grecian memes.
There was a good one about texting and like what your kids texting are, what that means. And one of them was, so instead of SMH was, so Medusa's here.
Oh,
and I was
no.
Like, this is the funniest shit ever.
So I love the idea that the hair replaces weaponry and traversal means. If her hair gets long enough, she could even make it into a raft.
Exactly. Like, it's just it because it can get ridiculous, right? Because it's magic.
Magic.
I don't necessarily if I want her to have spells, though. You know, I don't know if I want her to be able to cast fireball.
Okay. I mean, I don't think we need to.
Maybe there is a upgrade later where, like, you get a barrette that's a rune that is like sun, and you can, so when you're at full health, you can do like a light blast.
Well, more what I was thinking was that it could replace the lamp because she is, you know, blessed by the sun.
Right.
That, like, maybe her hair can glow. And so she doesn't need a lamp because her hair glows.
Right. And if you hit a flammable thing with your hair,
it can blow up.
It'll just catch fire. Yeah.
I mean, the natural progression of that is exactly what you said, Jake. Like, if you're high enough level and full health or whatever, you can just, like, spin your hair around and, like, light blast.
Yeah.
What if, as you did different things, your hair changed color? So, like, gold or yellow is the default. Gold is the, like, lamp and the fire. But then, like, white or silver could be ice.
I think we're just talking about spells again, right? It's just an aesthetic choice to change your hair spells.
Now, what I'll say, though, is, Alan, that sounds like a sequel mechanic.
That we do need to save something for Rapunzel 2.
Rapunzel 2, the elemental princess.
Yeah, princess of the high seas or whatever.
I mean, listen, we can put Rapunzel on a pirate ship and it's going to be great.
And her hair would be a sail? Yeah, and the boat doesn't work without her? Yeah, obviously. Duh.
So we made Wind Waker.
No one can steal her boat.
Anyway, so...
This is just going to be our...
Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Boats is a whole big thing.
Yeah. This is just going to be our version of the Legend of Zelda franchise. Eventually, it's going to be Hair of Time.
I mean, look, I tried to make Cinderella Metroid, and y'all wouldn't let me. So...
But we're pretty happy with how that turned out.
A little
out.
Bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I would definitely love to make those movies. Anyway, so I think we've got mechanics kind of down, right?
Yes.
It's all hair-based. You switch your hair out. There's an ice cream truck now. I don't know if that's going to come over on the recording. It's festive. So that what it's celebrating?
Ice
that's
cream.
Hot outside. You know.
Hot. It's celebrating hot.
Yeah. So hair-based attacks, hair-based weapons. Definitely there's got to be like an enemy system where like some are like you need to be able to put it, you need to put your hair into the mace. Some you need to do the lance or the whip. Some you need to do the just regular sword attack that's like short but powerful.
Yeah.
You'll definitely get a spin attack later where you just like whip around and just like maybe you if you like keep spinning, you just keep going and your hair gets longer and longer. The,
ooh,
like, as you go.
You kind of turn into a whirling top of hair death.
Exactly. So like there's got to be a part of the game where there's like it's like a it's a 16-bit horde mode, but they're just all coming towards you and you just start like going crazy and destroying them.
So like essentially Mother Gothel or Dame Gothel, as she was called in the original myth.
Yes.
Dame Gothel, when she flipped the tower, also unleashed these creatures upon the land.
Yeah, I think maybe there's
they're
some
coming
sort
from
of
the hellhole, right?
Yeah.
Well, then obviously they're shadow creatures, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think they're shadow creatures, but I think
or moon creatures.
What? Yeah, I think moon creatures. So here's what I'm thinking is in the first part of the game, you maybe okay. Let's back up. Maybe. The prince is not, the tower is not inverted right away, right?
Okay.
You are, your hair is shorn and you are sent out into the wilderness to fend for yourself. He's kept in the tower. So you basically need to find your way. You need to like get a little bit of power up so you can get your hair back and get back to the tower to save him. That's the three things, right? Is like,
okay.
You know, in order to get back to the tower, I need to get X, Y, and Z, and those can be as dumb as, like, a map, a compass, and a
key.
Key, yeah. Like, you need to get these things so you can get your way back to the tower. You get there, and she goes, aha, it's too late. I'm using evil magic and royal blood to...
We're going to hair hell.
What if the first act is almost no combat, all puzzle solving?
I mean, probably.
I think there should be a lot of puzzle solving, but I think there should be combat. And so you see the, you know, the monsters or whatever, but they are the, quote, sun versions because they're from the light world. Mm-hmm. So it's like regular shit. It's like a goblin every once in a while, but mostly it's like a bear that's like deer kind of or like, yeah. You know, but it's red. It's just regular monsters that are like threatening, but they don't look monstrous, right?
Yeah.
And then tower inverts. And then now they are the moon versions where they are bigger and nastier and spit fire and can swim and climb shit. You know, like they just do more stuff and they're more menacing. And so then you need to go, you know, get the powers of the seven witches or whatever.
No,
the
I
six,
like that. Yeah.
The six witches, and then use those to get into Upside Down World. Get to Lunaria. And then, sorry, this ice cream truck is very distracting. I keep getting off track.
Well, I mean, obviously, you just need to go buy some ice cream.
I think I have a creamsicle left in my fridge, and if this ice cream truck goes on much longer, I might just go grab it. Just nice. To simulate what it's like to go buy an ice cream. So then you go to Lunaria, and that's Act 3 is you're in the Upside Down, and you need to – it's like, you know, it's your classic Dark World. It's, you know –
And that's where the other witches are.
Yeah, there's a couple more witches. Not
Ooh.
Seven or however many more. There's like four,
well,
you know.
What if it's three, like the traditional Hecate? So three witches, usually it's the maiden, the matron, and the crone.
Sure.
And they don't like that Gothel has come in and is trying to exert control and take over because they've been here forever and they were basically in harmony with the land. Like, these aren't evil witches.
I think that's a good idea that Lunaria isn't evil. It's just
flipped.
Different. It's like, you know... Because that's the thing I liked about Lorule, like the idea for Lorule in Link Between Worlds is that mm-hmm. like we're just the unfortunate side of Hyrule, you know, rather than mm-hmm. like the evil side.
Yeah.
So
I like Tilda until the end.
Yeah. I understand why she did it, though. You know.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, it was for her country, not Hyrule. But it's morally gray at best. But I understand why she did it. So then you go there, and then you gotta get to maybe the three. Ooh, maybe the three moon witches have been imprisoned by Gothel.
Like, oh, there you go.
Ooh,
by coming
okay.
here, she has like cursed the land, and their towers have become dungeons that they are trapped in. So you need to go there, you need to beat those three to get them out, and they will give you each like a sliver of moon or fucking whatever. So you can come back and get the tower upright again.
Well,
fight Mother Goth or Dame Gothel, and then get the prince back.
What if it's a symbol of like lunar magic?
Can't be a triangle.
No, but it could be a circle in three parts.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I like that.
So what if it's like the maiden gives the waning moon, or the maiden gives the new moon? The matron
It should be crescent,
crescent
waxing,
half
full.
Full.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So crescent is the maiden, half is the matron, full is the crone. And it's that order. You save the maiden first, then the matron, and then the crone.
Yeah. And it's gotta be a thing where like your hair needs to be a certain level or you need to get like a certain length to your hair so you can get across a gap, so you won't be able to just do them out of order.
And it could
unless
be cool
you're speed running.
That like each one, like when you rescue them, there's a scene of them brushing her hair
and making it longer
and weaving in magics to her hair that unlock new abilities and things.
Right. Yeah. I like that.
Cool.
So then game two is you get the elements and your final form is silver hair, which is just very powerful or whatever.
Yeah. And you're a pirate.
And then
captain.
In the next one,
I mean, maybe that's
you start
game
being
three.
Able
maybe
to
say
clone yourself and then you get a hat that makes you all small.
Alan, I'm going to have to stop you right there.
The
no
Minish
mashups.
Cap was not good.
Matt, I'm going to stop you there. Yes, it is.
Minish Cap was great.
It's very good.
Hard pass.
It's just little. It's short. I think the problem is that it's short and it gives you stuff too late for how short it is. But it's still a good game. And you get to be little and go in houses and there's a librarian named Library.
And you get to fight regular enemies, tiny, and those are your bosses,
like,
and I
like
love that.
Little baby pissant enemies, but they're bosses because they're so big.
I'm glad y'all enjoyed it. I'll just keep Breath of the Wild and Twilight Princess. Thank you.
Look, every Zelda game is good. There's not a bad one.
I've played Zelda 2, sir.
Yeah, Zelda 2 is hard. Maybe if you weren't such a baby, maybe if you were a real gamer, you could beat Zelda 2.
I've seen the Philips
anyway,
CD Zelda
Rapunzel,
games, and they're bad.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Rapunzel, Golden Stair.
And Peacekeeper Allen is pulling us back on topic.
Doing his best. Okay, so
I don't like conflict.
I'm done with my beer, so it's gonna get wild.
I am nursing the remaining quarter of mine.
So I like where we're going. I like that there's a Hecate or Hecate? Is that how you pronounce it?
It's Hecate.
Yeah. Hecate. I like that there's a Hecate. I like that.
I don't
Lunaria
actually think
is
you're
not
using
evil.
Hecate right, because Hecate was the Greek goddess of magic.
But she was the tripartite thing still.
Yeah, I thought it was always symbolized by the three.
I feel like that's like a separate thing that maybe got folded in, but I'm not going to do the math, the research on that.
Anyways,
I'm sure.
I like that they're not evil. Maybe even the lunar monsters are just corrupted by Gothel, like they are also not evil.
Yeah, maybe when you go down to the Lunaria, the monsters down there are like
maybe they have sun shards in them.
Exactly.
They
got like sun versions, and when the two collide, they get corrupted. So like that's why the upside ones are getting corrupted because they got moon stuff in them, and the moon ones got sun stuff in them, and so it's just making them all bad.
Mm-hmm.
But much stronger when you get down here, because by now you've got so much stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so What else do we need to do with this?
We need to name it.
Yes.
And I kind of think that's it.
Okay.
I think so. Well, I mean, we have the name. It's Rimpunzel.
That's a very good goof, but I don't know if that's a name.
Yeah. Well, it's Rapimsel, Alan. Thank you
Rapimsel,
very much.
Rapimsel, excuse me.
Get it right or pay the price. I'm trying to think of a subtitle.
I mean, is it just Rapunzel in the Land of Shadows or Rapunzel in the Lunar Lands?
Or Rapunzel Golden Stare?
How does the Golden Stare factor in? Because the Golden Stare is just the prince's fancy way of saying your
but
hair.
Maybe,
yeah,
maybe
it's a ladder.
Once she assembles all the pieces of the Hecate, like the symbol, it creates a golden stair that leads to the tower.
But why? Because that is all moon stuff. Which is
I was actually thinking that's how she gets down to the lunar world was a golden stair down.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, a golden stair down and then a lunar stair up. Or a silver stair up.
Yeah, okay. I like that. So here's another thing we need to think of. How does the game end? What's the
happily ever after?
But like, what's the thing? Like, so you go to the castle or the tower, rather.
Yeah.
You've got your triquetra of witch parts. You've got the full moon, right? Yeah.
Yes.
And so now you can get up to the tower, and you fight Dame Gothel for the prince right before she's about to put the last.
Ooh, and she casts an evil spell to make her hair really long. So
yeah,
it's a battle of the hair.
She has turned into Rapunzel. She is the shadow version of you.
Okay.
And that's how she's trying to seduce the prince, is if she looks like you.
Then that'll get him.
Yeah,
but her hair
yeah.
is silver because...
No, her hair is black.
Her hair is black.
You're right. I'm sorry. Game two.
Silver hair
because of moon... We'll get there.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out later. Once this falls off the list and it gets back in the selectable list.
Yes.
It's
gonna be a while. So we
only 2 years.
Yeah. My first answer was, well, obviously they bat a ball of light back and forth between each other until one of you screws it up.
I feel like that's absolutely phase one,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Is
and then
that.
Phase two, she just becomes a hair monster?
I mean...
Its claws can then become pincies, and then, like it can just constantly be shifting because it's made out of hair?
Maybe that's phase three. Maybe phase two is, like, regular fight, but with whatever pattern you need to figure out. And then phase three is, like, the hair consumes her.
Yeah, phase two is definitely basically the Shadow Link fight from the Water Temple.
Yeah, but playable.
I also think what would be kind of neat is if this opened up like trade between Solaria and Lunaria because they didn't really know each other existed until this.
I think
so. They can start sharing knowledge and doing trade and that kind of thing.
I think what should happen at the end after you beat Gothel. Is whatever you do interrupts some big thing, and so you escape. You and the prince escape. Out you go. You go out the golden stair. So you get up, but whatever you did blows the tower up between the two worlds. So now there's no tower anymore. But where the tower was, there's just the staircase. But you can still see the tower and the lake on both sides.
Okay,
but both sides has their own staircase. So that leads. You know, the next game is.
What about also for a name, Rapunzel and the Secret of Lunaria?
I mean,
I feel like that's given too much away. You know?
Is it Rapunzel and the Secret of the Tower?
Rapunzel and the Tower's Reflection?
This seems very
Rapunzel,
like 17th book in a fantasy series, and we're
Rapunzel
running out of names.
And the Reflection of the Moon.
That's very long.
I mean...
Rapunzel and the Golden Stare, I think, is...
That might just be fine.
It might be the best one, because it hints to something, but doesn't like so give too much away, and it's kind of ethereal.
Yeah, I think that might be okay. Is there a post-credit sequence where we like cut back to the ruins of the tower on the lunar side, and like out of the hair pile steps a dark version of Rapunzel, and that's your villain for the second game?
It's just the well, isn't that just the villain of this game at the end though?
No, because she like
or are we talking like a Metroid fusion where Samus X is following you the whole the SAX yeah. is like dogging you the whole time.
Yeah, we make a like another Rapunzel happens but evil.
My only problem with that is, well, no, she would be evil because of Gothel, not because of Lunaria.
Yeah, cause, and then the second game is she steals your golden hair, and then that's why you have
you've
to
gotta
get...
You've got to go get the elemental hair.
You've got to get the elemental hair and the silver hair. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah, post-credit sequence.
Confirmed.
Spooky sneaky, ghost Rapunzel.
Spooky girl.
It's definitely a secret ending.
That is
you
her
have to
canon
collect...
name. When you go to Fandom Wiki... instead of it being just spooky girl, it is definitely Rapunzel.
Rapunzel, yeah.
Yeah. It's the secret ending. You have to collect all of Dame Gothel's journals from
yes.
across yeah. the worlds.
Well, we'll figure
I
out.
I actually like that because I'm a sucker for giving backstory to, like, villains and what's going on. So I actually really like the idea of there being her writing scattered throughout the world to explain where she got to what she did, but it's a fake out because it's like, oh, da 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 da. And the last journal entry is, this asshole stole my lettuce, and so I cursed him and his wife, and now I have a baby.
I don't know if we should go Kingdom Heart with it. That's the problem.
I mean, that was the joke I was making, but I kind of want collectibles now. So,
what about? Let's think of a collectible then. I don't know about journal pages for.
What about flowers?
Gothel.
What about the
different
the,
flowers? A whole bunch of different kinds flowers. Of flowers? Like, yeah. What if there's a whole fucking whatever the flower version of a bestiary is, and you got to collect all of them? Or this is stupid hair clips.
I mean, sure, yeah, I like that.
One or both, maybe. And if you collect both. All of them, you
get
the secret
ending. Yeah,
with Rapunzel.
The only thing is, I want it. At least one of the collectibles I want to be something that can expand the world. So maybe not journal entries, maybe memories. Maybe she can collect orbs with memories in them, or...
Could it be storybooks?
Ooh, storybooks!
That could be... But here's the problem is that they have to be... Because memories is like... Using the limitations of the game we have created, I know it's the year 2019. There's fucking no limitations anymore. But, like, can you imagine if in Link to the Past, imagine Breath of the Wild, but Link to the Past, right? And you go and you find a memory, but it's in Link to the Past style still. It doesn't land the same way. It's just
moving
around.
I like the idea of storybooks because what that could do is it could, one, break the art style. So, you know, whatever art style we have, it can then move to, like, stained glass or move to, like, those old-timey, like, English-style paintings that were, like, seen in Canterbury Tales. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Matt's got to know what I'm talking about.
Excuse you. I read Canterbury Tales. I was in high school once.
You're talking about the illuminated manuscript stuff.
Yes. So it could be that. But what I also like is once you collect a storybook, it's... like automatically somehow teleported back to whatever we use as the central home base. And so then you can go to a bookshelf and pick the story off the shelf and read it again.
You gotta go back to the library in the castle to maybe that's the thing. Maybe is that there are 17 stolen books or whatever that are just like hidden throughout the world.
Like, you don't have to go back to read them. You can read them from the menu. But in order to claim your prize, you have to go back to the library, talk to the librarian named Library, and he
no,
gives you...
No, that's a thing that's already happened, Alan.
Like,
can't take
the ultimate beautiful hair clip or whatever. Or he gives you a flower crown. Can he give you a flower crown? I want this Rapunzel to wear a flower crown.
Final form Rapunzel can have a flower crown if you collected all the flowers.
And
if you collected all the flowers.
Yeah.
And all the storybooks could give her like a medallion.
That's mostly aesthetics. That doesn't really like do
right,
anything.
It's aesthetic-y.
Yeah. But I mean, like, so with the flowers, I guess.
Well,
yeah.
And that's just how you denote completion.
Right.
If you completed, you get a flower crown and a medallion, and that's how you know you're going to get this a secret ending.
Sure. I like it.
Sure, yeah.
Actually, since our menu is the back of Rapunzel's head, it would be a flower crown and a cape, right?
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, a capelet. It's not a full-length cape, but it is a cool little capelet, yeah.
And it's embroidered with, like, the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so we named it.
We'll have an artist make that, not us. we're not going to figure it out here.
No. So, hey, we did another one. We're going to have another one in 2 weeks for y'all.
Look at us go.
And, hey, guess what? Because of our fancy schedule, that means we're going to have a guest. We don't know. We're like 90% sure we're going to have a guest of some sort. We just don't know who it is yet.
Here's the thing is we want to have a guest and we haven't asked anybody yet. So we're going to ask some people and we'll figure out whoever says yes first or whichever we end up doing it is we'll either have a guest or if everything falls apart, we'll do a rando commando.
That's true. Yeah. We can always just do a rando commando again and bump the guest to later.
Those are also very fun.
Yeah. So that's what you're looking forward to next month. In 2 weeks is either a guest episode or a rando commando. So that'll be fun. And either way, it means we don't have to roll anything today.
We're in the end game now.
Yay. I had pulled up the RNG because I forgot, but yay.
Yeah. Cause we have, it's a guest and they pick several and then on the show, we'll figure out
what we're doing,
what it is. Then it's Verncraft,
which is a small selection.
Which is a very tiny. There's two small lists.
Yeah.
And then it's definitely a rando commando.
It is.
Yep.
Which is
and then ongoing supers, ongoing space opera, ongoing Greek.
Yep. And that's year three, baby.
We're halfway through. Woo!
The year, not the podcast. We'll keep doing it. We promise.
Yeah, we're going to keep doing that.
Yeah.
Speaking of, if you like what we do and you want to support us, patreon.com/hardreboot.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. It's good.
That's the place to do it. There's a blooper. There might be more bloopers from the very beginning of this episode.
There will be.
And that's also
oopsie
where
doodle, something happened.
That's also where our Patreon exclusive Rowled discussions are going
to
go.
Yeah.
Yep.
The first one's still going to go live to everybody. It's just it's been a summer. It's going to happen. I promise. That's on me.
The easy part's out of the way. The easy part's recording it. The difficult part is editing it, and then that is it's gonna happen when it happens. But it'll be sooner than later,
and it'll be great because it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun to record.
Yeah, and so you can listen to more of that, and it's gonna be good. Wow, we did a whole episode, a little shorter, but that's sometimes it's fine.
Yeah.
This one just came together really nicely. It's like it was designed for it.
Look, sometimes you don't need to waffle around for an hour and a half.
And sometimes
I don't
know if
you've ever
done
with that long.
I
could talk about the Greek cinematic universe for probably 3-4 hours at a time, but that's just me.
Listen, we just need Lin-Manuel Miranda and John Rogers to sign on. And
that's it.
Taika and Ryan Johnson and
ooh, what would Taika? We should pause and do a quick Bobo of just weird dream casting for that real quick. And then
I'd also love to see him direct. I think that would be phenomenal.
I mean, yeah, that's what I meant.
No, Taika, yeah, that's what I meant is directing. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant acting. He could do both.
I mean, he would definitely
he
be
would.
In it somewhere.
Yeah,
he was like five people in Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, we're gonna make a quick bonus episode that'll be on our Patreon. So
if you're a patron,
hop in,
hit it up. Anyway, that's gonna do it for us this time because again we're doing two this month.
Yeah.
So how do we end these? I've been Jake.
I've been Matt.
And I've been Alan.
And that's
and Rapunzel,
it.
Rapunzel, you've been rebooted.
That got elaborate.
Hey, everybody. You can follow us at Rebootcast on Twitter, or you can email us at hardreboot@fifthdraw.com. You can follow Alan at Alan_Sells. You can follow Jake at JJ_Mason. Or you can follow me at Matt Hoadley. Thanks for listening. Hard Reboot is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. For more information, please visit creativecommons.org.